Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, Ben, this is Chloe.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Chloe. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you very much for asking. So sorry about the lapse in communication. We're following up in regards to your account. We actually got a cancellation request through text Friday. Is it a good time? Okay, perfect. Let me just pull this up here. All right, so let's see. We're 7 weeks in. We still have the verification pending. Wait, if you don't mind me asking, what would be the main reason you're looking to cancel, Chloe?
I'm going to, as respectfully as I can possibly be, I don't have that much confidence with Local Splash. And their ability to, like, get things done correctly or with a good sense of what y'all are doing. Or, like, what I mean by that is, like, I sometimes feel like you don't review things before, like, you send stuff out or whenever you're trying to get things ready, or you're very slow to respond, and you haven't been, by the way, or you're slow to correct things if, like, that's being requested, and I don't really feel like dealing with that anymore.
Okay, I understand, Chloe, and I'm terribly sorry to hear about that, right? I mean, at the end of the day, The goal of investing is for it to be an asset for your business, right? That being said, I am wondering, have you actually, for example, what you're referring to, is it the website? Is it the post that we're creating? What is it that you're referring to more than anything?
It was mostly about, like, the website and like, if I would provide, like, information, it was kind of spotty. Like, sometimes people wouldn't be able to, like, they couldn't find the information that I sent, or they just, like, it's, like, different people that are working on it, and no one doesn't really seem to know what's going on sometimes.
Okay, got it.
And I try to get back, whenever I'm able to, because I do work with Angel, so it's kind of hard to, you know, but I'm not saying that to be mean to you or anything. Like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just, you know, that's just where I am with Local Splash as a whole.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it, right? And I'm glad you're letting us know, right? At the end of the day, like we said, the goal of us doing this here and also investing our time and our resources is to ensure that you actually see this as an asset, right? We're trying to build a good, strong business relationship moving forward. Now, I understand that you do have, a team dedicated to your account. I can certainly, you know, assign myself as the account manager, right? So we can actually be a little more hands-on. You can have one point of contact in regards to what we're doing. For example, if we're talking about adjustments on the website, it's something that, you know, we can go together through them, or you can talk to our web developers as well. At the end of the day, like we said, our objective here is for you to get a return on the investment, right? Now, when you signed up, there was that 3-month agreement. Do you recall that 3-month agreement, Chloe?
I actually don't.
Okay. At this point, in regards to, you know, the terms and conditions and the conversation that we have when we sign up, we usually ask for a 3-month commitment, right, to ensure that we're getting the most out of it. Now, with that being said, I noticed, for example, one of the main things that we haven't been able to take care of is the verification. Have you tried to get that done, Chloe?
Well, the thing that I'm confused about with that is that if you're talking about with Google, we already were verified with Google before we ever were in contact with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I thought when I made when I connected you guys to my Google account, I thought you guys would be able that like that's how I was verifying myself.
Gotcha.
So I don't understand. I don't know what I need to verify exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. Let me explain. Right? Because basically when we try, we are a Google business partner, right? So we are an agency, works directly with Google. We have all the tools that they give us basically to ensure that we're complying with all their guidelines, right? Now, when you give us access to the Google business profile, is for us to, go in and start the optimization process to actually start climbing up the ladder. Now, when we actually go in and start making those adjustments, I see that one adjustment that was made was the call tracking number. So basically it was to apply it on the Google business profile in order for all the calls to reflect on the dashboard. Right, so you can keep track of what's coming in and see how much you're making out of it, right, with the optimization. That being said, the verification that Google is requesting is for those changes to go through. So the optimization that we've been doing, the posts that we've been creating, the account needs to be verified in order for those first adjustments to go through. After the verification, then you wouldn't really need to do anything on it. Other than, just send us pictures and get reviews, right? But that verification that has been pending for a little bit, if you have issues, for example, submitting the video, we can talk to Google and get a live video call instead, right? And get a live video representative so we can get the business verified. But it's mostly to get those changes through, right? Because I see your old number still showing. That we haven't been able to complete that verification.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, after, like we said, there is that 3-month commitment. I can throw in a 3-month of service on top of that, right? So we can make it the 4th month would be free, essentially making the account good till, now your next billing date is on the 22nd, right? That's your 3rd month. The 22nd of March. With this package, we have, Facebook ads running, which is also, actually, we haven't been able to run the Facebook ads either. We need access to your Facebook business page. Have you been, did you receive the emails, Chloe?
So we've received every single email. The reason why we haven't done anything mainly is because we've been trying to figure out if we even still want to be with Local Splash or if it's, that's really what that is. And I'm pretty dead set on not wanting to work with Local Splash. It's nothing against y'all at this point. I just don't want to do it. Angel definitely doesn't want to do it. And, even if we, with the 3rd month, agreement, there's just, I'm not confident with Local Splash. Like, I don't want to move forward with anything because I don't see a point in doing so.
I understand that, Chloe. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So if it's possible to get a cancellation in, and that's another thing that I read. It's really hard to get a cancellation with you guys. And I just don't want to be caught in this rabbit hole. Like, I really just want to get out of it.
Not looking to catch you into anything, Chloe, right? I understand. Like we said, as per the agreement, we do have that 3-month agreement. We can cancel, right? Now, there is an early termination fee of $199 for that last month that is left, right? Now, with that being said, with all honesty, Chloe, I understand your perception, but you haven't really used the service, Chloe. The verification hasn't gone through. The ads haven't been published. There's still a budget that is pending, right? So to be completely honest, for example, out of the $299, We get $100 out of that. We add it to the Facebook account so we can proactively push the business on Facebook. So, you know, that still, you know, hasn't been moving, right? Which of course is a way for you to get something back. You know, the website, we built the website. I understand if it's not 100% for you, we can certainly set up a call with our Google, with our web developers. But like we said, I can take care of this myself. I can assign myself as the account manager so you can actually get a return on the investment. I understand you feel it's a hassle, you feel it's not worth it. You've been, you know, been set, we're 7 weeks in, right? But like we said, I see, you know, communication attempts on our end as well. You know, there is time and resources used to, you know, get in touch with you and you know, try to get on the same page. But, you know, it is crucial that we work together to make sure that you are getting the most out of it, right? You know, with no commitments, I could talk to management here, see if there's a way that we can help you out, right? I can even give you a discount on the bill after the third month. Or like we said, we can give you the free month of service after the third month, but we would recommend you use it.
I'm not interested after the first website that was made, and then like it was looked at, like it was pretty bad, and it was you know, made public without really any discretion, and I just don't have confidence with, I don't believe Local Splash is really, I don't think it has, like, we are a small business. I don't think Local Splash really has our interests at their forefront of their mind. It's more of like, let's get this stuff done. And it's not, you're not looking at the quality of the work that you're doing. And the website was the first thing, like, that really needed to set, you know, that really needed to really, like, be done. And I understand if the photos couldn't have been used, because I sent before and after pictures, but they weren't within the same frame. Like, if they couldn't have been used, then they shouldn't have been used. And then also not using our logo. We already have a logo. Y'all keep trying to use a different logo. And it's like, when we say something, it's like it's not even being heard. And it's just a repetitive thing. And I don't want to set a whole bunch of stuff up. And
you want to keep on repeating yourself.
I just don't have the intention of, you know, following through with this at this point. And I appreciate the website being remade and it looks better, but, you know, still, like, there's still some things where it's like you don't really listen. Not you specifically, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, from across the board, whoever I've dealt with, y'all, like, it's just, I don't know how things work over there. I'm not in your job. But mm-hmm. I'm just not really feeling like paying $2.99 for like a service that doesn't really cue into what the business really needs. Like, just for one thing, starting off with like one thing, I don't want to optimize and go into different segments of advertising if, you know, we couldn't get the one thing done correctly. And that seems to be a hassle. So it's just, yeah.
I understand. And you know, like we said, the goal of this is for you to, you know, get something out of it, right? We understand you're a small business, right? We work with small and medium-sized businesses. You know, any decision that you take, like we said, I respect, Chloe, right? But, of course, you know, like, for example, nowadays, you say that the website is better, right? So nowadays, you like a little more of the design, right? mean, I can update this to a website only package, $49 a month. Like we said, I mean, any adjustments that you like, you know, I can assign myself as the account manager. So I would be the primary point of contact for you, right? I can also talk to management, see if we can give you a free month of service this upcoming month, you know, even though we have that 3 month commitment. Because, you know, like we said, we haven't used the ads budget. We haven't used the Google business profile. I understand. We haven't had the opportunity to show you, right, how we can actually help you climb up the ladder and help you compete with these bigger businesses that have a bigger budget, right? If you don't like the design, like we said, I can make the adjustments on the phone with you. We can, you know, share screens. We can just make sure you're you know, quality-wise, is in the best shape possible. But if I take that route instead, I talk to management, see if we can just waive this upcoming month to actually help you get a return on the investment you've already made. No commitments.
Is it possible to just get canceled at the third month?
Yes, we can as well. I mean, I can go ahead and, you know, reach out to you before the third month is over, right? So we can see what the status is at that point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
Okay. So in this case, we're going to be using this third month, right?
I would rather not if not possible, but if I don't have a choice, then... Yeah.
I mean, since there is that 3 month commitment, like we said, if we cancel, there is that early termination fee. So I mean, I would suggest that we actually use it, right? Like we said, after the third month, if you'd like to cancel it, we could do so, or I can apply that 3 month of service that I talked to you about, making it 2 months for the price of one. Like we said, if you can give us access to the business Facebook page so we can create the Facebook ad, of course, you know, I'll be reaching out to you before the ad is published to make sure that it's in tip-top condition. And, you know, we can proactively push it to your service areas and hopefully get some business, get a return, Chloe, get a few good jobs. And, you know, that could definitely pay off for what you've already paid. And, you know, hopefully you see the value in what we do if we let it roll a little bit. We just need to complete the setup. I would be taking care of it personally, like we said. So any communication would go directly to me first. If I'm not available on the spot, I reach out to you as soon as I am. But we can, you know, make sure that you, I can make sure that you get something out of this quote, definitely.
You said it was a $199 cancellation fee?
Yes. $199 early termination fee if you cancel today. Mm-hmm.
And is that along with the third month cost?
No. It would be either the early termination fee, or like we said, you'd pay the $299. Or like we said, we can even take the Facebook ads off this upcoming month, so you would only pay $199, and we can actually use the Facebook ads budget you already have, instead of adding more to it, right? So instead of paying $299 on the 22nd, it would just be paying $199.
Okay. Well, I would still like to cancel.
You would still like to cancel? Okay, so you'd rather pay the early termination fee instead of the $199, just use that extra month? Because if you pay the one, you're gonna pay the $199 regardless, right?
Right.
Uh huh. But that way we can at least keep the website open for the next month. Do you already have a website for your business?
We're talking to somebody about making one.
Mhm. Okay. Yeah. Because like we said, you have the Facebook ads ready to go. We can make a good ad for you. Right? You just add us, if you don't want to do, you know, work, if you don't want to have us work with Google, we understand, but we can definitely help you with the verification. If you don't want to submit the video, we can, you know, ask for a live video call to to make sure that you're completely set up on Google, even if it's, you know, promoting your own number or promoting the call tracking number. But, you know, that way you can at least make sure that you're better off than when you started, right? I mean, if you were already verified, we submitted the options, and then you want to cancel and you're not verified in anything, we'd rather make sure that you are set. And we can certainly help you make it easier for you, Chloe. That's why, you know, we wouldn't be charging the $299. We would just be charging the $199, and you still have the Facebook ads budget pending that hasn't been used.
I understand. I would still like to cancel those, sir. I know that you're trying to be helpful here, but I just want to get, you know, I want to get this done.
Okay. I understand. And now let me go ahead and proceed, Chloe. I do appreciate the time and the patience. Let me just go through the security question really briefly. May I have the city you were born in?
Greensboro.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, would you like to go through the actual listings and the website? That would you like me to share my screen to go through the dashboard?
No. Why would we need to do that?
Mm-hmm. I'm just basically trying to show you more or less, you know, the features that are on the dashboard that haven't really been used. At this point, I can even offer to put the account on hold with no commitments. Of course, we can follow up a week before. We can put it on hold till June 22nd, and we can follow up a week before just to see, you know, what the status is. Would you like to put it in hold instead?
What does being on hold mean?
Well, you wouldn't be charged anything. It'll basically just be us keeping your options open, you know, in case you'd like to retake the website or retake the call tracking number or, you know, take advantage of the free month of service, like we said. Instead of paying the early termination fee right now, it would basically be on hold, right? And it could either restart it, or if you want to cancel it, we would be charging the early termination fee then.
Okay, so basically the same fee, $199.
The $199
would be charged at June
22nd, if you decide to cancel at that point. If you want to put it on hold right now, you wouldn't be charged the early termination fee. It's just keeping your options open.
Okay.
Would you rather do that instead? You can put it on hold?
So if it's being put on hold, I'm not paying the $299 until June.
Until June 22nd? Uh-huh, so June 22nd. And we'll be reaching out a week beforehand. You'll be receiving text, emails, and I'll even set up a call, you know, so we can just make sure we're on the same page. And I mean, regardless of what your decision is, you know, we're clear on how we can proceed. But like I said, the budget is still left there. Maybe by that point you want to use it. Maybe you have a particular promotion you want to pull, you know, push. No, we can discuss it at that point. Just keeping your options open, like we said.
Okay. So, if everything's on hold, the website and everything's on hold too, correct? That would make sense.
Yeah. I mean, the website is not going to be active, right? I mean, anybody that goes into the website, let's say they fill out the contact form, it's not going to be pushed, let's say, or forwarded to you. Now, of course, you know, in regards to the Google business profile, you're the primary owner, right? So you can, I mean, unfortunately, the verification is something that Google is requesting. So I would recommend you still, you know, move forward with that, right? Because it is important for the business. Even if it's on hold, you can still do the verification since you're the primary owner, like we said.
Right.
Uh-huh. And if you want to keep the website active, you know, we can drop the package to just $49 a month.
Okay. I don't know. I think I should just still cancel today.
You'd rather just cancel today, Chloe, instead?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand. And I respect it. And again, I thank you very much for the time and the patience. At this point, we'll go ahead and proceed with the cancellation, Chloe. Like we said, you would be charged the $199 early termination fee. Now, with that set, let me just set this up. Now, I must mention, once we cancel, we lose the call tracking number, okay? We can't get it back. One that ends in 4888.
Okay.
Right. Now, in regards to the cancellation, here it is. Okay, so you're going to be receiving a confirmation email within the next few minutes. We're just going to charge you the early termination fee for $199, okay?
Okay.
All right, one moment. So we're trying this with a Visa that ends in 4907. It seems that it was declined right now.
Oh yeah. Don't use that one. I have a different one.
Okay. I'm going to help you update that here. Is the billing address still the same? 122 Jackson Street, Gordonsville, Virginia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. May I have the new card number, please?
Yes, it's 4000-2236-2282-3698.
Okay, let me just run that back. It's 4000-2236-2282-3698.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. May I have the expiration date, please?
Yes, it's 3/30.
3/30, okay. And the three digits on the back, what would that be?
That is 394.
394. All right, so I just updated the information and take the early termination fee. Just one more minute, please. So the account has been successfully canceled at this point, Chloe. We did send you confirmation with the cancellation reference number, right? So at this point, again, I'm terribly sorry to hear about the hassles or experience. Please, give us a call if there's anything that we could do to help. Okay, Chloe?
Okay. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Is there anything else I could do for you as of right now?
No, thank you. I appreciate it, though.
All right. Well, you have yourself a blessed day out there, okay? Take care.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye now.